Welcome to the Angry Admins podcast for January 29th, 2008, episode 57. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Angry Admins podcast. My name is Joe Vivi.
My name is Ryan Smith. Necessary. The third. How's it going?
Thanks for tuning us back in on your podcast dial. And it's been not much really going on this week, but no. We're here anyway because we're that dedicated.
Except for loser Ryan pushing the podcast on like 5 days late.
Well, I guess the one thing I did want to mention, an update from last week, we were like, oh, VMware, it's so awesome. It works so great with Symantec Backup Exec, and then it didn't work so great with it.
Well,
it did, but so don't, as a warning to anyone who is following our advice, don't use the expanding file size with Linux anyway, because it made Backup Exec not work.
So this is the option where the partition just grows as it needs to grow,
right?
Instead of having a fixed
size. Yeah. So I mean for the guest OS, it sees a fixed size, but the file itself on the host OS actually continues to grow. And it was weird because it worked fine with Windows Server, and for some reason, Backup Exec didn't like it. I don't know if it was reporting weird errors back. Anyway, so had to kind of redo that, but it seems to be working like a champ now. So
good.
That's good.
Awesome.
Apple stock has been taking a dive. I don't know if you noticed that.
It was because of our podcast.
I think so, because we hated. The hater raid brought them down.
I know. Well, everyone, the whole world looks to us, to see what's cool.
That's true. That's true. They do. They do. So the stock fell like significant. I'm trying to find the actual figure, but it went down almost $100 a share, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, they came out and said that they were anticipating a weak quarter or something. So
sure. When did they say that? After
our podcast,
we anticipated the fall that has already happened.
Yeah.
That's what I would say too. Yeah, I mean, they're trying to say, their stock has been amazing lately.
Yeah, and, you can't keep going forever.
I think a lot of it was, people bought in ahead of Macworld and then were selling like crazy after, which caused the stock to fall.
Right.
But, nothing exciting there. Just Steve Jobs saying, please stay with us and don't sell because it makes me lots of money.
Right. Well, did you see the other thing? He was quoted in an article about the Kindle. Like somebody asked him, so what do you think about the Kindle? And he was like, oh, it doesn't matter. No one reads anymore.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's like, okay, someone's kind of bitter right now. I don't know.
Yeah. What did he say? It was something like that, almost exactly, where nobody reads books anymore and it's a dead format.
Yeah.
He just went crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes he just comes way out of left field.
Well, I don't know. More and more recently, I mean, if he's not talking in his keynote, he's being rude to somebody.
Right.
And it's just kind of...
He's kind of a rude guy. Anyway.
Whatever.
He's known to yell at his employees. I don't buy Apple because of Steve Jobs.
Yeah. I'm going to just do what I keep doing, which is fast forward through his keynotes to get the news, and then everything else, I just tune out.
There's actually another stock that went way down this week, too. I think it was because of the update that we were going to give today on VMware. Their stock fell by more than 30 points. See, I mean, we are the future.
No, see, their stock fell because we said it was awesome.
Okay, maybe that was
it. We ruined it.
Yeah, so I guess they've only been public for since 2007, and people were expecting more out of them. But I expect that VMware stuff to come back up because, they're doing awesome. I'm using them, so they must be good.
I know. Yeah.
Of course, it's free, so I guess they're not really making any cash off of me.
Yeah, I guess they could advertise on their website.
Yeah.
So I have a thing, and I'll put a link in the show notes when I finally push the podcast. It was on when data center cabling becomes art.
I remember you sent that to me. That
so
was
this was
sweet.
Like the big switch racks and all the beautiful cables that are all zip tied and perfectly aligned.
Right.
And man, they just look cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh, if only I could do that.
So. Yeah, definitely go check out the link in the show notes for that one because it makes you kind of ashamed of
of your own cable.
Even your home desk, it just looks pathetic in comparison.
And if you guys have awesome cabling jobs, I mean, shoot us a picture. Yeah. We'll throw it up there.
Or cabling nightmares. I wish I'd taken a picture of my last job because it was horrid how bad it was. But yeah. The only thing I think when I see some of those that are crazy zip tied with like the zip ties that don't release, mm-hmm. is that what if one of those went bad? You know, the wad of 50 cables and the one you need is in the middle and there's 50 zip ties that you have to undo or more.
Well, you hope if you're that awesome, it's already redundant.
I guess.
Know. You just cut them all and
man,
sort it out.
I just wouldn't do it. I just
wouldn't. That's what's funny too, is because usually when it's beautiful like that, all the cables are the same color.
Right.
Which I get, but it's like, oh, it's the yellow one, but they're all yellow.
Right. Yeah. I guess you'd have labels and stuff on the ends too, which I guess should be done.
But I never do that. I don't either. I'm an ass. I'm paid by the hour to slowly figure out which one it is.
Yeah. But that was pretty good, so definitely go check that one out. The other thing I saw this week, which was pretty cool, this $200 PC. I think I sent you an email about this because you're looking for like a cool little home SSH server,
right,
to tie into. And this is actually an Intel Mini ITX board, which the Mini ITX format was actually started by VIA, mm-hmm. the Taiwanese chip maker. And they've been pumping out boards, but this is the first one from Intel that I've seen. And it actually has the chip is soldered onto the board, and the board is only $65.
Wow, that's
with the chip.
That's cheaper than like just a motherboard usually.
Yeah. So and that comes with the it's a chip and board, and it's the tiny little. I think it's only like 4 inches by 4 inches. Mm. So pretty cool. $200 to basically make a whole PC. They didn't include case with that price, so they did reference a case that was like $35. So
yeah, I don't know how I would, because what I want is something that I could like you said, a home SSH server that I can hit either outside or inside my firewall, and then just have it fanless.
Yeah, this is fanless. That's one of the nice things about it.
Because I don't want it drawing a ton of power or making noise all the time. So, let me look at that. That's interesting.
It's pretty cool, too, because it's only a 90-watt power supply for it, so it's low power, fanless. It's built-in video network, USB, audio, kind of the whole, everything you would need except RAM and, well, power and hard drive.
So, everything else. That's crazy. So I saw this article on Forbes.com because I read Forbes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, no, I don't. But I saw a link to it and I went to it.
Isn't it great having other people do the work?
Yes, because
I like being a leech.
I can't find cool stuff on my own. I have to, just let other people find it and then I just talk about it and make it sound like I found it. So this is on Cisco and their new super switches. And let's see. It's called the Nexus 7000, which is kind of a corny name. It's like, it's the Nexus.
Is there an XT version?
I don't know. It's like hacking the Gibson or something. But so this Nexus 7000, it's capable of routing 15 terabits per second.
That's a lot of bits.
That's a lot of bits, kids. Which is... The article says it's equivalent of moving the entire contents of Wikipedia in a hundredth of a second.
That's awesome.
So
I want that.
That makes it awesome. And it's only like 3.5 feet tall.
I'm going to buy a couple of those for our lab.
It's the size of a hobbit.
3.5 feet tall?
Right.
How many ports? Is it like a 2-port switch? Did I put you on the spot there?
You're asking me questions. I can't read.
Yeah, well, if you find that, you can come back up.
It's enough ports to handle 15 terabits.
Well, maybe it's only two. So it's really only switching between one cable and the other.
It's like an OC8 in and out, and that's it.
Yeah, Cisco makes some amazing stuff. I mean, they kind of have found their niche of bleeding edge and enterprise. Well, found their niche for the last 20 years, I guess.
Well, this thing's geared for like the new data centers, because now data centers are becoming the thing.
Right.
It's like, well, it costs too much money and we don't want to hire sysadmins to watch our servers. So we want to just put our server in a data center, pay someone to keep an eye on it, and then use their awesome bandwidth and whatever to connect to it and use their fire suppression and backups and all that kind of stuff.
You know what's great about that? Is that you take something great about the internet where it's decentralized and you put it all in one place.
Exactly.
That just sounds really smart.
Right. Well, we've had some stories in the past year where a data center either got, a backhoe dug up the fiber optic lines or a truck crashed into it or usually what happens is they overheat, like the air conditioning goes out and then they just roast or either that or the, what was the one thing? They had the power go out and the backup generators didn't have enough fuel. for like to keep them alive.
Wasn't there one where like some homeless guy started a fire or something?
Yeah, he was like burning trash to keep from freezing to death. And he took down some servers. Man, how thoughtless.
Yeah. I don't know. Man, can you believe it?
I know, man. We got to play World of Warcraft. Who cares about a homeless man freezing his toes off?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's probably part of the ebb and flow, just like PC versus, or thin client versus, you know, thick client or whatever. But it just seems like a bad idea. But I guess I'm not the one spending millions of dollars supporting a data center.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, where's the weak link? I mean, computers everywhere are getting so fast now. I mean, processors are getting amazing.
Sure.
And I mean, the curve on those continues to go into the awesome direction. RAM is getting crazy on PCs. But the thing is, that bandwidth now is, that's like the weak link du jour. You know, sort of like, oh, how can we fix, you know, how can we make sure that everyone gets to our streaming video, you know? And well, we need to move to a data center because they can handle, you know, this many trillions of connections at the same time.
Yeah, I think we need a data center for our angry admins to we keep
do.
Up with.
We do. We should bandwidth. Pay someone to handle the 11 connections a week.
Because I don't think anyone noticed that when GoDaddy went down, except for us. Like, my server went down for a little bit, and nobody noticed.
Yeah.
I shed a tear that day.
Yes. I wasn't really surprised.
I wasn't either. Although, that's the first time I've noticed it going down, and I usually track it. I don't really track it anymore.
Well, they're going to have to get their act together, because, you know, they're going to have their gnarly commercial for the Super Bowl.
I know. Everyone's gonna go, they're already GoDaddy. Posting it like crazy on their stupid website. It's so annoying. So. Yeah. I'm just too lazy to move off of them.
Yes, they're just, I don't know, we've come too far.
Speaking of lazy, AT&T has not continued to give fiber to people. They're still going slow.
They have continued to not do anything.
Yeah, but trying to make up for that, their UVerse service, which, you know, I used to be able to have, and now I'm 300 feet away from having.
Yes.
Now they have 10 megabit download speeds.
That sounds delicious.
It's 4 megabits more than I'm getting from Comcast for more money.
But look, Comcast right now is faster than what you did have.
Yeah, but...
So baby step.
I would have it for less money.
I know. But, well, so here's the thing, too. I mean, eventually you're going to be able to get it.
Yeah, but by then I'll be just too tired and
by
lazy.
Then it'll be like satellite wireless.
Yeah, because satellite's always slow. I don't want satellite.
Oh, they'll think of something.
I'll just go back to the Pony Express of internets.
Smoke signals.
Dial up.
Yeah. So have you been following this whole Scientology attack thing?
Just a little bit. I've been kind of lost in my world of home ownership over the weekend, so.
Yeah, well, that can happen. So the Church of Scientology has now drawn the ire of this hacker group called Anonymous. And they've been posting videos to YouTube claiming responsibility for knocking the Scientology websites offline and all kinds of stuff. So it's really, I mean, I don't really support the, what would you call it, digital vigilantism of certain groups against other groups.
The web Nazis.
Right. And if either the hackers or the Church of Scientology is listening, I don't support either cause. I'm totally neutral, like Switzerland. So please don't burn our website or, you know, take my house away. But, yeah, it's just very, very, I guess, intriguing that they would go after. I feel like it's two big sort of internet powers kind of battling it out right now. So... I mean, whether you love them or hate them, it is happening, and it's, I don't think it's going to go away. I think this is one of those things that they're going to keep going after this website, and it seems to me, like, and some other bloggers have been saying this too, that the groups taking responsibility for it are not, they don't seem like amateurs, like they're not showing, look what we did, here's pictures of what we did, and here's how we did it, because... I mean, that's like the classic hacker blunder is, you know, you do something cool and then you want to tell everyone about it.
Right.
Well, I mean, these guys, they're doing things and then they're taking credit, but they're not revealing anything about who they are, where they are, what else they've done. And it's just like this.
So they didn't leave a partially empty garbage file on a floppy disk?
On the Gibson. No. No, I don't know. But I don't know. We'll be following it. And like I said, it's just like the latest I mean, you don't have these giant hacker wars very right. often. I mean, like last year they went after the DNS servers, and yeah. I'm not saying that was Anonymous that did that, but mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hmm.
So if you don't want to be a part of the denial of service attack against Church of Scientology, make sure you patch your Windows systems.
That's right.
And that's a tip.
That's because true. Because
knowing is half the battle.
It is.
Now you know.
It is.
Anything else is on your radar?
So the only other thing I've got going on is I have put my money where my mouth is, and I ordered a Red Hat Enterprise or a Red Hat Certified Engineer training book.
Oh, you did do that.
So we'll see how that goes. If I don't talk about it ever again, it's because I decided it's too much trouble.
Oh, I'll bring it up. I'll try to burn you. So, how's the certification going? Ryan, who was too lazy to even attempt, I'll let Joe try it.
But yeah, I'll let you guys know what I think of it, and we'll kind of track that as we go. I think it could be an interesting thing to follow. I don't know when I'll be doing that. But
yeah, I'm curious to see how many pages you can flip forward before you start getting to stuff that you don't already know.
Yeah, I think my problem is, you know, I kind of have learned as I go, so I don't have the full foundation. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to find stuff on every page, but then there'll be a lot of stuff that I do know already. It's going to be kind of just scattered throughout the book.
Yeah, that's happened to me. I mean, I've taken a few Linux/Unix certification type tests, mm-hmm. sort of like with the Brain Bench and all that junk.
Right.
And, I mean, I know how to do everything I need,
right.
like starting services from command line and rebooting and fixing permissions and, you know, doing stuff like that, linking.
Right.
But, I mean, invariably they're going to ask you things that you never do,
mm.
like, where's this file and what about this? And in your mind you're thinking, well, no one uses that. And,
right.
you know, why would I do that when I've already got this other thing running and that's so much yeah. easier? But, you know, invariably they're going to ask you stuff like that.
That is the tough thing. You know, there's 300 different ways to do everything.
And right.
they're just picking the Red Hat way, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Probably not the Ryan Ghetto way of faking out stuff.
Right.
But yeah,
well,
that'll be,
I don't know.
Yeah. That'll be good. So was there two things? There was like the tech and then the engineer?
Yeah, so there's the RHCT and RHCE.
Right.
And I'm
okay.
just,
right.
I bought the RHCE book because the tech test is a part of the engineering
right.
test.
So why not?
So you get the book for both and...
Right.
Yeah. Cool. So while we were just sitting here talking, I was looking on just browsing Dig because I like to do lots of things at once. And apparently the Scientologies have been Google bombed for the term dangerous cult.
Oh, wow.
So it's, I guess, the first link when you do a search for dangerous cult now.
Interesting.
Anonymous wars continue.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess what keeps them from going after other religious sites?
I don't know. Nothing, I guess.
But it seems like that's always the thing with these hacker groups. It's like, if you get on their radar, that's just...
So how much do you think that stuff really matters?
Oh, knocking someone off the web?
Well, knocking somebody off the web is a big deal.
Right.
But like a Google bomb. I mean, really?
I don't know. I mean, if you type in moron and then the president's face pops up on Google...
Well, right. You'll laugh. And yeah, you'll be like, yeah, the president's an idiot. But... For the people that are into that stuff, I mean, they're not going to care.
Yeah. So I think Google bombing can be financially damaging if...
I guess for like clicks.
If they mess up your search yeah. terms. And yeah. I have heard of a couple of things like domain names being stolen and,
right.
you know, search... You know, like if you get knocked out of your search ranking on Google, if it happened to be good,
mm-hmm.
then that could be really bad. But I don't know. I don't really think it matters that much. I could see if there was like a sustained denial of service attack against a web domain, then that could over time probably hurt you. And I don't know if they really make money from their website. I mean, if you attack Amazon, then you're attacking their business model, which
right.
is, you know, business traffic through their web page.
Right.
If someone just has a web presence and you're either Google bombing them or denial of service attack their website,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's annoying and it draws a lot of press to that, but I mean this has generated as much attention for Scientology as it has
yeah see I mean
reputation.
It's like, you know, there really is no bad press, and I think that's generally true.
Hmm.
I mean, to a point.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. So the other thing I just noticed, and as I drag this on and on, so apparently they're making an Ender's Game video game.
I saw that today,
and I'm curious about that. I'm a big Ender's Game fan. If you haven't read the books, they're probably my favorite sci-fi book series.
Orson Scott Card.
Yeah, Orson Scott Card wrote them, and Ender's Game is the first one. It's like this kid who kind of goes into space and takes on an enemy, and well, that's all I'm gonna say. But there have been rumors of a movie, and I've never thought that it would make a good movie because it's supposed to be like kids that are like 4 and 5, mm-hmm. and then you know, 9 and 10. That just would not be entertaining.
Right.
But a game I think could be good. So yeah I'm curious about that.
Well, we really need games right now.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, we had the nice glut of games in the fall, and now we're kind of back to the maybe one a month title coming out. So that'll be worth watching.
I think it'll be good to have the PS3 kind of coming up this year, giving the Xbox some competition.
Right.
I think competition is always good, and with the network issues they've been having, it'll be good to get something in there that'll be making them get their game on. Well, that's going to wrap up another show this week. I want to thank everybody again for tuning in. And if you have any things you want to hear us talk about more in depth, send us some feedback at feedback@angryadmins.com. And the forums are still up there, though they may not be there for much longer. And so leave us some comments there. Feel free to look through our archives and hit the show notes if you want to follow up on any of the stories that we talked about this week. So until next time, I'm Joe Bibby.
And I'm Ryan Necessary.
Stay angry.